Watch, explosive Project Veritas report accuses Biden of resettling terrorism watch list Afghans in U.S. by John Binder on May 5, 2022. An explosive report from James O'Keefe's watchdog organization Project Veritas accuses President Joe Biden's administration of resettling Afghans listed on the federal government's terrorism watch list across American communities over the last 8 months as part of its withdrawal from Afghanistan. With the help of Republicans and Democrats in Congress, Biden has resettled more than 85,000 Afghans in American communities across 46 states since mid-August 2021 and plans to continue resettling tens of thousands of Afghans throughout the year. Biden is currently asking Congress to authorize the resettlement of Afghans for the next decade and to put resettled Afghans on a fast track to naturalized American citizenship. That plan is being supported by Senators Lindsey Graham, RSC, and Rob Portman, RO. This week, Project Veritas released a report alleging that whistleblowers from inside the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, have handed over documentation allegedly showing that Biden resettled Afghans in the U.S. who are considered national security threats with ties to terrorism. Breitbart News was not able to independently verify whether the individuals named in the Project Veritas report were, in fact, the individuals on the terrorism watch list. The records we've obtained confirm these individuals as national security threats currently within our borders, O'Keefe states. Anwar al-Hawahidi, for example, is allegedly listed as a Category 15 threat on the agency's terrorism watch list for having used explosives or arms in the past, according to Project Veritas, and is considered armed and dangerous. Documents further reveal he was only added to the terrorist watch list after already being admitted into the U.S. on October 17, 2021 under Operation Allies Welcome, O'Keefe states. Wahidi applied the next day for a 2-year work visa and 10 days later, it was approved. Nazir Ahmad Rahimi is allegedly listed as a Category 7 threat on the terrorism watch list, alleges to Project Veritas. The report claims that Rahimi entered the U.S. on August 24, 2021, and was allegedly flagged by DHS for having engaged or is likely to engage in an unspecified terrorist act. Project Veritas claims that Rahimi was taken into custody by the Immigration and Customs Enforcement (ICE) agency on December 1, 2021, but has not been deported. Project Veritas alleges that his last known address is located in Washington, D.C. Ismail Jurat arrived in the U.S. on August 31, 2021, according to Project Veritas. Less than a month after his U.S. arrival, Project Veritas alleges, DHS re-added Jurat to their terrorism watch list as a Category 15 threat. Jurat's work visa, Project Veritas claims, has been approved by DHS. Tehila Wafamanzai was given humanitarian parole by the Biden administration on October 14, 2021. Upon entry into the U.S., according to Project Veritas, and was allegedly added to the terrorism watch list the following day as a Category 7 threat. His 2-year work visa was approved, Project Veritas claims. Ayobul Alakose was allegedly arrested in Afghanistan for murder in December 2014, according to Project Veritas, and given humanitarian parole after entering the U.S. on August 25, 2021. Abiding by Biden's so-called sanctuary country orders, ICE dismissed Alakose's case, Project Veritas alleges, because it does not meet ICE enforcement priorities. Alakose remains in the U.S., and his work visa application is currently pending, according to Project Veritas. The Project Veritas accusations come as Breitbart News has extensively chronicled the Biden administration's failed vetting of Afghan nationals to the U.S. In February, the Department of Defense's DOD Inspector General issued a report detailing how the Biden administration resettled Afghans in American communities without properly vetting them beforehand. Many have been deemed significant security concerns and cannot be located in the U.S. Specifically, the Defense Department report details how Biden's agencies did not use all available data when vetting Afghan evacuees and therefore, the National Ground Intelligence Center NGIC, discovered Afghans with derogatory information, who were believed to be in the U.S. As of November 2, 2021, JIC personnel had identified 50 Afghan personnel in the United States with information in DoD records that would indicate potentially significant security concerns. DoD personnel could not locate some Afghan evacuees whom JIC personnel identified as having derogatory information, the report concluded. The report indicates that the unvetted Afghans flagged for security concerns who have gone missing inside the U.S. interior could pose a security risk to the United States. Biden's State Department and the United States Citizenship and Immigration Services, USCIS, also run the risk of providing those Afghans with visas, green cards, and naturalized American citizenship. The U.S. government could mistakenly grant ineligible Afghan evacuees with derogatory information from the DoD Avis database CIV or parolee status, the report states. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.